One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
A grateful welcome to each and every one of you. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, and now also iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. So there are more places than ever that you can locate us. What hasn't ever changed and won't is that this is the place where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine both the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. So, folks, here's a starting question for you today. To what degree have you felt prepared or trained in some fashion for some of life's largest transitions? And those might include marriage or divorce, birth of a child, a massive sea change like moving to the other side of the world where you know no one, a promotion that frankly makes you want to gulp or throw up or something like that. Never mind the decline of an aging parent, and that can also be an aging relative or significant other, perhaps even a friend, neighbor, or colleague, or your own child who is growing up with every passing year. And possibly for some of those folks, their eventual passing away. Well, I don't know about you, but despite growing up in a toxic household characterized by alcoholism and mental illness, I can squarely say that there was really nothing that prepared me during those challenging years for the renewed and worsened support needs that my own parents had once physical frailty took over more and more, thus compounding their existing emotional issues. And that was with a 25-year corporate background in performance coaching, change management, corporate culture transformation, plus also the leadership and organizational development that accompanied those company initiatives. Mind you, the work of a genius named William Bridges in his volume called Managing Transitions did prove to be quite helpful. For instance, he defines a transition as the inner process of coming to terms with an external change. And that became a constant touchstone for me during the despairing throes of elder care. I will always repeat with all of you that I find North American society absolutely notorious for dismissing the inward processes, because almost the entire focus is on what do I need to do next to manage mom or dad in this elder care case. It's getting better out there in the caregiver support world, I will admit, but still not enough attention to me is granted toward those aspects we need to be through to get through this chapter of life. And that's why in some of my writing, I've embodied both loving attitudes and focused actions to help people get through this chapter of life. And indeed, if Bridges were speaking with us, he'd probably be pointing out via his transitions model that they are actually characterized by three stages. He defines those as endings, neutral zone, and new beginnings. Notice that his model doesn't start with new beginnings. There's a reason. We need to come to terms with the inner aspect of changed external circumstances by first processing the endings part of this cycle. And that is not unlike what Elizabeth Kubler-Ross is so famous for as it regards her grieving cycles. And we go through the same emotions whenever confronting a chapter of life that is massive, which is what my guest and I will be talking about today. And those emotions include anger, sadness, etc. Never mind the neutral zone, which Bridges would liken to a swamp. And that's where it can be very dark and dank on the surface, yes. But underneath the water, the smelly water, there is life teeming. And so if we can be in that in-between place between endings and neutral zone and new beginnings, we will be able to fare a whole ton better. And even though the phrase new beginnings would suggest just that, a new beginning doesn't always show up on the horizon immediately after one has gone through the endings and neutral zone phases. For any of you who are parents out there, imagine that you are now holding the baby, the newborn, and you are looking into their eyes and, you know, taking them in, and you're saying, oh my goodness, what am I in for here? Do I really know what I'm going to do? How to raise this baby into a child and into an adult? And I know more than one new mother who has actually cried while holding the baby, and not just tears of joy, but also tears of, oh my goodness. And so it takes time to settle into new beginnings, which is my point. But society thinks, oh my goodness, you've now been, you know, expecting for 9 months, so you should be good, right? Now the baby is born, so everything's cool. Not. It's the same thing with elder care. And we will be speaking about that a little bit later today. For just a moment, I want to have you consider, in fact, which stage of this model you believe yourself to be in as it regards caregiving. Even if you believe you're in new beginnings, I hate to tell you, you are going down a rabbit hole, and I will be speaking about that at the end of this show. Now, by her own accounts, our guest Leslie, her fiercely independent and proud mom, is not an uncopable parent, as I term it. And for all of you who know this show, you realize that this refers to stubborn and resistant aging parents, even to steps that are for their own good, like moving into assisted living or releasing the car keys once they've become a roadway hazard or completing perhaps essential legal financial paperwork. Still, that does not mean even Leslie doesn't encounter personal stressors as a result of having her mom live with her and her husband. She works, in fact, with women who are coming back from difficult personal challenges, often in the sandwich generation, and thus she would be the first to agree with us that elder care definitely fits into that bucket. And that's why I'm so looking forward to sharing with her about navigating massive life transitions, which can be elder care and otherwise. By her own definition, she is a poster child for transition and change. And don't you find that intriguing? I do. I learned even more about her in addition to what I already knew by meeting up in a mastermind. And I can certainly echo why Leslie feels she is the poster child for transition and change. And that's what makes her eminently suited to the work in the world that she is now doing. So with those snippets in mind, we're about to take our first short break, and then I will introduce her. So we're talking Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
There are artists, and then there's Alice Asmar. This award-winning artist has spent her entire life devoted to her artistic pursuits and has had a lifelong fascination with American Indians of the southwestern United States. Her book, Dance to the Great Spirit, showcases her drawings and paintings inspired by sacred rituals of the Pueblo Indians, and four of her lithographs are in permanent collection at the National Museum of American History and the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. She is one of four artists in the United States to win a Woolley Fellowship for study in Paris at L'École des Beaux-Arts and has been featured in numerous publications. She's exhibited at the world's most prestigious museums and galleries and recently won a 20-year service award from the Burbank City Council and the inaugural art competition of the Foundation of the United States in Paris.
Visit www.asmarart.com, www.aliceasmarinternational.com, and email Alice at aliceasmar@aol.com.
If you seek a courageous advocate prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And just before we bring on our guest, I will say that one of her claims to fame is that she is a stress resilience expert. On that note, if I were to ask you, how resilient are you to stress on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is high, what would be your answer? All I will say about my own score is that I could certainly use more tools in my kit, if I were to be honest. But here it's time to bring to us Leslie Lockhart, and I would like to share more about her. Leslie is a stress and transition coach to women worldwide who want to get back on track from difficult personal challenges, transitions, or crises. A former corporate executive and poster child for transition and change herself, Leslie helps executive and professional women struggling to navigate challenging personal circumstances without disrupting their professional success and burning out. Prior to becoming a credentialed coach in 2011, Leslie enjoyed a successful career in corporate marketing and sales for over 20 years. And today, she offers a wide range of programs and services, from individual coaching to transformational retreats and speaking. So, as they say in the biz, without further delay, I'd like to welcome you to the Conscious Caregiver Show, Leslie Lockhart, and thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Hi, Carol Ann. Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to sharing a little bit of my own experience and seeing how I can help your listeners.
Well, that's great, because I know you have done a fantastic job of getting ready to be of service. So let's just dive right in and have you tell us something a little bit about how you came to be doing this work in the world that you are, and how you have coined yourself aptly these terms that I've already referred to.
Yes, poster child for transition and change. Yes, that I do come by it honestly. I actually grew up overseas. I lived in 3 continents, 6 countries over the span of 10 years. I've had 3 career switches in my life. I've birthed 3 amazing kids, which included identical twins, which is a real trip. And along the way, I collected my own assortment of life-changing transitions. Some were best ever, and others were truly devastating. So I kind of know what it's like to lose people that I love or to feel alone and disenfranchised about something maybe too private to discuss, to be blindsided by a crisis I had no idea how to manage, and to also live in the fallout of other people's life choices. So, but in terms of my own elder care journey, that started for me in the summer of 2016 in the span of 3 weeks when my mother's life was turned upside down. And just to give you a snapshot of those 3 weeks, week one, her house went on the market before she even put it up for sale. And the kicker was she had to be out in 6 weeks and she hadn't even started downsizing. So we started to pack her up and trying to figure out how to pack a 4-bedroom house into a 2-bedroom condo. Follows week two, and her husband decided to leave the marriage. So now we're repacking again and splitting the contents of a 4-bedroom home so that it will fit into a 1-bedroom condo she didn't even know she had. She didn't know where she was going. Week three was actually the most devastating, if all of that wasn't bad enough, and that's when my younger brother died unexpectedly. And he was her youngest son and was actually the 2nd adult child she's lost in her lifetime suddenly. So now we're going into pack version number 3 and packing all the necessities basically for 6 months just so she can hold her breath. We decided she'd move into our home. So 80% of what was left in her life was boxed up and put into storage. And it's actually still there today.
Yeah. I mean, already there, Leslie, I think people can start to see what massive transition you've gone through in your life, as well as also for your mom. I hope people are really getting the idea. And I'm still stunned when I hear what happened in the span of such a short period of time. So it must go without saying that there were many challenges just within that alone. So really, let's talk about that from the perspective of maybe you supporting your mom and also what that meant for you, Leslie.
Absolutely, and you're totally right there. I think my biggest challenge was something I'm sure your listeners probably experienced too, and that was really managing my energy and stress and making good decisions without falling apart. And so for me personally, I was challenged on 2 fronts. And the first challenge was how to emotionally support my mother. I mean, seeing this really smart, fiercely independent, very capable person experience such life-changing events in such a short period of time, like the change and the loss and the grief and the having to keep moving forward because we had deadlines. She had to be out of that house. And we also had to fly out to Los Angeles to settle my brother's affairs, which we live in Canada. So it wasn't just a hop, snip, skip, and a jump. And my mother's pride and fierce independence doesn't make it easy for her to ask for help or receive help when it's offered because she feels like a burden. So when she did move here, supporting her in that move, which meant actually relocating to a new city for her where she didn't speak the language because I live in Montreal and it's French, and navigating a whole new healthcare and government system, it was very difficult. But also, as you alluded to, the second challenge was for me is how not to lose myself in the process of supporting my mother.
And so just hold that thought right there, Leslie, where you're talking about supporting your mom for yourself. We're just going to take a wee pause. This is intriguing already. And today we are coming to you as the Conscious Caregiver. We're live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Jenny Friend is a licensed marriage and family therapist and a certified clinical sexologist. commonly known as a sex therapist, with over 30 years of experience in the field of sexuality. She's been a researcher and teacher and is further trained in human development over the lifespan. She's also a published author and a radio personality. Her specialized training in lifespan developments means she can help individuals, couples, and families through difficult developmental phases. Her primary ways of working are through the tools of cognitive, behavioral, and psychoenergetics theories and techniques. Couples, individual men and women, and families are also welcome. She can meet in her office in Costa Mesa, California, or on the internet through Skype at JennyFriendMFT. Call 714-210-9200. You can also send an email from her website at www.centerforclarity.org. That phone number again is 714-210-9200.
Joseph A. Moylan is the owner of Ion Health, which specializes in very unique medical devices. Ion Health offers biomats, Alkalife, and frequency machines. Biomats are a far infrared and negative ion emitting FDA-approved medical device. With many different sizes available, you can place them on your bed, on a massage table, or on a seat in your car. It is an unobtrusive way to health. Alkalife machines are water ionizers that cleanse and raise the alkalinity of your tap water, making high alkaline water. Frequency machines utilize certain frequencies to kill viruses and bacteria. These devices are safe and effective. Coming from a health-conscious background and studying physiology at the Academy of Natural Health, Joseph A. Moylan has 15 years of experience in the health field and wants to help you live a healthy, long life. Visit www.ionhealthbiomats.weebly.com or call 765-520-2988. Don't let your health go astray. Get in touch today.
So excited you're with us today, folks, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We have on with us today Leslie Lockhart, and already she has been sharing and really revealing so poignantly with us devastating challenges, I would call them, concerning how to support her own mother under, you know, exceptionally difficult circumstances in a very short period of time, never mind figuring out how to not lose herself in the process of supporting her fiercely independent mom, who is admittedly not an uncopable parent, but still there were a lot of challenges that I'm sure you have heard already in her story. So Leslie, you were just starting to share with us, you know, what all of this meant for you. So please continue in that vein.
Yeah, I think I was just touching on that second challenge, was how not to lose myself in the process of supporting my mother. And I think that's something that any caregiver experiences. And I personally learned it the hard way because I had lost my kid sister years ago, and at that time had decided that I wanted to, of course, be there for my mom, and had decided that losing a child really trumped what I was experiencing of losing my sister. So I didn't give my loss any airtime. I just kind of shut it all down, and that caught up with me years later. So this time, losing my brother, I knew how important it was to honor my own journey of loss and grief with losing my sweet brother, but as well as navigating the change with having my mom move into our home.
Mm-hmm. You know, we met up. We met up. I will always remember it, Leslie, and, you know, the conversations that we had on the heels of your brother's loss. And so I sighed there because that's exactly how I feel with everything that you were dealing with at the time, never mind since. And so, you know, with everything you've experienced, I'm pretty sure that you have uncovered, and with what you do in the world as a coach, some mindsets and attitudes that maybe can help our listeners personally and or professionally, however that may be, to help us, in fact, become more stress resilient or cope with the types of situations that you've been describing. So how can you help us, Leslie?
Well, I think, although, as you had mentioned, my mother is not the uncopable parent, fortunately, but I do work with women every day who are experiencing devastating crisis of some sort, and they are part of the sandwich generation. So I think dealing with parent who is an uncopable individual, stress becomes magnified. And I think the biggest issue is how to manage that stress, whether it's elder care or otherwise. And so to become stress resilient, the first thing I do teach my clients is to understand three things. Number one being that stress is our default reaction. Stress isn't something that happens to us. It's how we react to it and how we interpret or feel about what's stressing us out. It's kind of that knee-jerk thought or feeling or action we have to an event, a situation, or a person based on that perceptions and attitudes and core beliefs that from our entire lifetime of experiences and upbringing, so we bring all that with us. So our reaction are the stresses, are the thoughts and the feelings and behaviors that we default to without really thinking, and sometimes we're not even aware that we're reacting. But the good news is that our attitudes and perspectives can be shifted so that they serve us well versus taking us down that rabbit hole that never ends. Number two thing to understand to become stress resilient is that we need to become aware of our mental mindset. So everything has energy, including our thoughts and our feelings and our actions, and the energy from our thoughts is contagious. A thought creates a feeling, which creates our action or behaviors. And thoughts can have positive energy, like nurturing, healing, constructive energy when things are going well, and that negative energy that is draining and resistant and struggling when things aren't difficult or going well for us. So our thought energy can be the difference between a good positive day and a bad negative day, for example. So the number three thing to really become stress resilient is to understand how we react to stress as a choice. We can choose how we want to be with the stress we're experiencing, because stress isn't going away. It's a life, it's we experience as human beings. So choosing how we react to any kind of stress is key. And ultimately, living with chronic stress is optional, because there are always more than one choice, and that choice is ours to make. So the best way to find peace of mind and manage what's stressing us out is to move into action and be self-aware and be accountable for our choices. And I call this the triple A's: action, awareness, accountability. For example, taking action starts with our capacity to find the energy and motivation just to lead our own energy and move forward versus sticking our head in the sand and ignoring or avoiding what's going on. And the awareness piece is really about self-awareness, which is so essential. And to quote Dr. Phil, you can't really change what you don't acknowledge. So getting clear on how we typically react and understanding the impact of those thoughts, feelings, and actions have on our core energy. And that last piece is the accountability, and that's really about taking responsibility and be accountable for choosing to manage our reactions to stress differently. No matter what our level of stress is, Carolyn, we're each our own boss. We each have the power to produce significantly different results simply by understanding and raising awareness of our energy when life is great versus when it's not.
You know, right away there, you're saying, Leslie, a handful, and we could call it a day, but we're not, because I hope people are hearing about the reaction, the mindset, the choice, and your three A's around action, awareness, and accountability are very potent. So those are some terrific mindset attitudes that you're imparting with us. And I'm sure, in addition, you've also learned a whole bunch of practical strategies to deal with both the things in your own life and, as of course, as a result of your significant expertise as a stress and transition coach. So maybe let's start to talk about those strategies a little bit. We've got a moment before we would take another pause. So keep going, Leslie. You're giving us lots here.
Well, let's face it, I mean, it takes energy to do life. So I teach my clients to lead with their energy in order to reduce the stress. And that's because our personal energy really falls into three buckets. There's stress energy, coping energy, and what I call moving forward, thriving energy. And each has its own characteristic mindset. So, for example, the typical mindset of stress energy has two types of thinking. One is victim thinking, or what I call the giver-upper. And when we're in this energy, we think things like, oh, why me? Nothing I do makes him or her happy, so why bother? I can't do this. And we end up feeling apathetic and isolated and really despairing. And so we typically react like by doing little or nothing. We put our head in the sands and we're feeling everything's just lethargic. The other mindset in when we have this stress energy is the conflict thinking, or what I call the bulldozer. And here's when we kind of think, I hate this, or I hate him, I hate her. It's my way or the highway. And the feeling is kind of a lot of anger and aggression and blaming that person or the situation. So the outcome is usually we tend to push forward no matter what. But we're controlling and bossy and a little bit manipulative, and basically we're doing damage control when we're in the stress energy mindset.
Right. And so the whole victim and, you know, kind of victim and conflict thinking, very important. Let's just pause right there, Leslie. So we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
Animal lover, author, artist, and public speaker, Patricia Daly-Lipe is a Renaissance woman in her own right. A lover of animals from a young age, Patricia lives on a farm in Virginia and has rescued neglected thoroughbred horses, keeping them or finding them safe havens. She is also a published author, and her books document real-life experiences that she shares in her passionate stories, taking the reader around the world in a colorful kaleidoscope of life. An accomplished artist, Patricia Daly-Lipe's oil paintings feature animals, portraits, stills, nature, and abstract, and she allows the brush to paint the image in an organic, natural way. A public speaker, Patricia is motivated to continually wonder about life and advocates for all of us to do the same and document our own unique history. To learn more about Patricia Daly-Lipe, visit www.literarylady.com and www.patricialipe.com or email her at pdlipe@gmail.com. Psychologist, master certified coach, and CEO of the executive and organizational development firm True North Leadership, Dr. Relly Nadler brings his expertise in emotional intelligence to keynotes, consulting, coaching, and training. He is the author of Leader's Playbook and Leading with Emotional Intelligence that lays out tips and tools for effective leadership. Dr. Nadler has designed multi-day executive boot camps for high achievers in Fortune 500 companies and has coached CEOs, presidents, and their staff, and developed and delivered innovative leadership programs for such organizations as Anheuser-Busch, BMW, MCI, EDS, DreamWorks Animation, the U.S. Navy, and Vanguard Health Systems. To learn more and get your free iPhone app highlighting his tools with videos, Leadership Keys, visit www.truenorthleadership.com today.
So thanks for joining us today, everyone. And I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. And we're speaking today with stress and transition coach Leslie Lockhart. And she's been sharing with us some tremendous information about mindset and attitudes in terms of how we really deal with stress. And just before the podcast, we were talking about her distinction between, you know, typical mindsets of stress energy, victim thinking versus conflict thinking. And while you were sharing those, Leslie, I was saying to myself, gosh, where was Leslie Lockhart when I needed those the most? Because if we had coaching clients with us, they'd be saying, yeah, I know, I fall into the trap of the bulldozer. Me, I fell into the trap of the giver-upper. So, you know, either way, it's so important what we're talking about. So let's kind of continue with your other strategies that you can recommend really to our caregiver audience. Leslie, what else can we do to get through this?
So I just covered off about the typical mindset of stress energy. So when we talk about the typical mindset of coping energy, that's kind of the make-do thinking, or what I call the lemonade maker. And that's where we tend to think, well, I'll do what I can and hope for the best, or once I get through this, the worst will be over. But essentially, we're feeling quite resigned, and we're settling, and we're tolerating. And the outcome it's typically we're taking responsibility and moving forward, but we're looking for the silver lining. We're trying to find a Band-Aid solution just to smooth things over. And then there's the last typical mindset, which is for the moving forward, thriving energy, and that's characterized by opportunity thinking, or what I call the optimist. And here is when we kind of think, well, what if we do this instead? What if this is the best option for everyone? And the feeling here is more of an acceptance and feeling at peace that there's a potential possibility for maybe a better outcome. So the result of thinking this way is more a curiosity and a motivation to find a win-win for all concerned. So it's a lot more positive. So the net-net, Carol Ann, is the essential is really for us to be asking ourselves, well, what's my energy around this person, maybe this unculpable parent or the situation? Is it stress energy, coping energy, or is it that moving forward, thriving energy? And then the next question is, well, what energy do I choose to have around this person or this individual? Because we do have a choice. Do I want to stay in the stress or go into coping or go into moving forward, thriving energy? And the last thing is, well, what's one step I can take right now to make a shift in how I'm thinking about it? Mindset is just so important. So ideally, we want to move out of stress energy to coping energy and ultimately to that moving forward, thriving energy. But what's really important to understand here is that we're really stuck in that. When you're really stuck in that stress energy bucket, shifting out of that victim thinking that you described for yourself, the giver-upper, to moving into even conflict thinking of the bulldozer, that's a huge improvement in itself. That shift alone will always feel massively better than staying stuck in victim thinking. And that's a really good example, I think, Carol Ann, of the power of leading with our energy to reduce our stress.
I mean, as coaches, we both know how impactful energy is to everything in life. And I may have said this with our valued audience in the past. I'm going to say it again because it's so important. I mean, one of the worst phrases that I have ever heard from somebody that I used to know, emphasis on the past tense, was that we are just victims of our circumstances. And so I'm glad that you are emphasizing that. No, I mean, even just shifting out of that is going to be very important for us, and that we, you know, kind of release our default reactions, as it were, and see how much of how we react to stress is a choice. I think that's something that you are importantly emphasizing today. And I mean, with all of your experiences as a coach, as a daughter, as a mother, as, you know, all facets of your life, really, I am pretty sure you recognize that we learn so very much about ourselves in all of these processes as well. So I know that our listeners always value hearing from any guest. Like, what are you learning about yourself? So how would you answer that one?
Well, that's a great question. I think the biggest thing I've learned, and it's something that I do teach my clients, is that energy is the secret power to stress management. And you don't hear that often, but being more aware of our thoughts and attitudes and stress reactions is really the first step towards lowering our stress levels, whether it's elder care of an uncopable parent or any other really devastating event or situation. So mastering our own energy leadership is self-empowering. It's a life skill, and I wish they were teaching it in schools. Mm-hmm. Energy management effectively is stress management. It's about being aware of our mindset energy, because our thoughts determine our level of stress every single time. And ideally, because we always have a choice, the healthiest and best way to navigate stress is to shift out of the stress energy and at the very least move into coping energy. But ultimately, the goal is to respond to our stress in that moving forward, thriving energy. And that is so much more powerful than coping or being all sorts of stressed out.
It's so very true. You know, when we were preparing behind the scenes for your appearance today, I was thinking, I was thinking about my book titles, right? Coping with Uncopable Parents, Coping with Uncopable Systems. I was like, oh boy, when I was brainstorming those titles, and they were apt at the time, I retroactively thought maybe I needed Leslie Lockhart to help me to understand really better what coping energy is, because you know, as an author, I ain't going to be changing the titles now, but just to say that you're really revealing to us like a spectrum of how we can respond to stress in our lives, right? And it's just, yeah, how do we find the most powerful ways to be with all of this? You know, as a coach, that we often take our clients through what can be called process coaching, or how do we guide them to the most powerful way of looking at things. Now, on that note, we're just going to take exactly our next pause. And this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Renaissance woman, trailblazer, maverick. Those are just some of the words to describe Tashandra Poulard, owner and CEO of House Virgo Entertainment, LLC, a woman minority veteran-owned entertainment company based in Washington, D.C. Ms. Poulard served 10 years honorably in the United States Navy and departed from active duty to pursue her dreams of becoming an entertainment mogul. House of Virgo Entertainment offers script writing, producing, directing, DJ services, editing, and more. They cater to businesses, corporations, college students, working professionals, aspiring artists and nonprofit organizations, and employ veterans of the armed forces. Tashandra Poulard is pioneering the way we view media and taking her brand global. Visit her at www.houseofvirgoentertainment.com or call 281-515-3740 and like her on Facebook at House of Virgo Entertainment, LLC.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
To our valued audience, thanks for according us so very much of your precious time today. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we have together with us today stress and transition coach Leslie Lockhart, and we're talking about navigating massive life transitions, elder care, and otherwise. And Leslie is truly, I think you're getting it, the poster child for having gone through a lot of transition in her life. And, you know, I am aware that there are people listening who like to make notes, track what we're talking about, and so on. So I'm asking everyone, before Leslie and I continue, what already is one connection that you are making to the wonderful information that she's sharing so far about how to manage your energy and stress while making good decisions, necessarily without falling apart? And that can be certainly in the elder care context that we are talking today, or otherwise. Either way, in the vein of Leslie continuing to share her mindsets and practical strategies, and also even what she's learned about herself in this whole process, I am very curious to know, Leslie, what other awareness or knowledge or reinforcing of information that you're sharing today would you like to impart with our caregivers listening? Because I think, you know, the more tools in their kits that they have, the more helpful it will be. So what, again, do you really want to emphasize as some great takeaways?
Absolutely. I think probably the three great takeaways for your listeners would be, number one, awareness of their mindset energy. Are they in stress energy, coping energy, or moving forward, thriving energy? That's number one. And number two would be understanding that stress is a choice. Stress is our reaction to that event or conversation or individual, and not the event or conversation or individual itself. It's how we choose to think, feel, and act or react. And in any given moment, do they choose to be in victim thinking, which is that giver-upper, or conflict thinking, which is the bulldozer? Both of those are the stress energy. Or are they in the make-do thinking as the lemonade maker, which is more the coping energy? Or do they choose to be in that moving forward, thriving energy of the optimist? And I think the third point takeaway would be to remember the triple A's, the action, awareness, and accountability, where action is finding the energy and motivation to move forward. The awareness is, what is your stress reaction? How is it serving you? How is it impacting your core energy? And accountability is that piece about taking responsibility and choosing to manage your reaction to stress differently. So really the net, Carolyn, is for your listeners to empower themselves by remembering that they have a choice in how they wish to manage their energy. We all do. So that we want it to serve us and nurture ourselves and have it deflate and minimize the stress level. And that could be a stress in a moment or a situation, or including elder care of uncopable parents or any other kind of challenging event, transition, or crisis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, we really come back to this whole point about self-empowerment, don't we? And remembering that you have a choice, because you know yourself, Leslie, that when we're in the throes of it, which is precisely the problem, we get ourselves so very hijacked. And there are scientific explanations even beneath what occurs, in our brains and in our minds and so on, how we get hijacked. And when we do, we also self-sabotage, and that's mm-hmm. not going to be of service to anybody. So wouldn't you say that this is a constancy of practice for people to keep their focus, shall we say, upon the self-empowerment rather than the victimized way of thinking about things?
Oh, absolutely. I think it, like I had mentioned earlier, I think it's a life skill, and just understanding how our energy works and how we're reacting and how it kind of directs our actions is key. And once we understand, just like you had mentioned about the victim versus the bulldozer and coping, none of it's bad. It's what we do. And it's, I think, really being aware, okay, this is where I am. And is this effective? Is this helping me or is it not? If it's not, then we have choices to make about shifting that energy.
Mm-hmm. I can always remember that my first therapist, because I did have a couple, said that the measure of growth is really narrowing the distance between when, I guess, to use your language, we go into our default reaction mm-hmm. and when we choose a different alternative. And he felt that the old tapes often start playing first, but that we can narrow the time between being in the old mindsets, if you would, and those that are newer and more empowering to self and others. Now, with that said, we definitely want to know more about how people can find you. So, Leslie, where are we going to locate more about you?
You can find me on my website. It's leslielockhartinternational.com, and it's spelled Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, and Lockhart is L-O-C-K-H-A-R-T, as in Tom, international.com. And there are a couple of goodies there that your listeners might be interested in. For example, if they're curious at all about the toll their stress is truly having in their life right now with uncopable parents, and they want to stress assess themselves. There's a really quick, like I'm talking 2 to 3 minute free quiz for them, and it's called What's Your Stress Index? So they can find that on my website. And if they're curious about how their mindset and energy is impacting their actions and outcomes that they're currently experiencing today, they can check out my Back on Track GPS. It includes an online assessment, which is life-changing. They can also book a free 15-minute clarity chat with me. If they feel like that would be helpful, there's absolutely no strings. Sometimes just venting and hearing another perspective is super helpful. And for those who want to email me, they can email me directly at Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, at LeslieLockhartInternational.com.
Wow, those are a whole bunch of resources for people. So I can only encourage folks, because, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't, ... So I hope people are going to access all of that. Leslie, hang tight with us, okay, if you can. When we come back from a break, I want to say some last things with you, okay? And for now, we are the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Are you stressed? Is your stress driving you crazy? Do you know there are many ways to relieve the stress? The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic does just that. Reduce your stress plus so much more. Established in 1997, the Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic offers an approach to wellness for those individuals who choose to either utilize appropriate complementary methods to enhance their current medical care, or to those individuals who are on their personal journey toward improved health and wellness through the use of therapeutic bodywork, Reiki energy healing, or hypnosis. The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic is owned by Dr. Judy Dean, a registered nurse and board-certified massage therapist and medical hypnotherapist in LaPorte, Indiana. Visit www.spiritwithinmassage-hypnosis.com to see all services offered by Dr. Judy. For a free personal consultation, please call Dr. Judy Dean at 219-326-1380. The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic, 219-326-1380.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back to our last several minutes together today, and we are on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. Now, we've had on today stress and transition coach Leslie Lockhart, and she has just been offering us so much richness by way of even just I take out here right now her triple A's, action, awareness, and accountability. And that was by no means all that she shared with us. So I'm urging everyone to be focusing on this coming week. You know, what are you taking away, caregiving and otherwise? And Leslie, you know that you did such a wonderful job of preparing to give people from your heart and soul today. So I want to tender a warm thank you for everything that you brought to bear in service to our listeners.
Oh, that's sweet. I thank you so much, and thank you for the opportunity. I'm so passionate about stress and energy, and it really is a choice that we can all gain from, and I just wish the best for all of your listeners when they're going through such difficult circumstances.
Perfect, perfect. And so in the radio world, we are already looking ahead to next week, which will be about life in the club sandwich generation. And isn't that an intriguing theme? We're going to be talking about living your life, even as a caregiver, in such a way that you are without regrets. And in fact, living in a deliberately created way during this next phase of your life. And you can imagine from a show called The Conscious Caregiver how much those points caught my attention, because anybody who really knows me knows I'm all for living out loud and not dying with our music inside. In fact, my greatest sadness is when people step back from their potential. And so I said earlier in the show that I was going to ask you about these rabbit holes around endings, neutral zone, and new beginnings. And here's what happens with endings. Okay, so you see your folks are declining, but you're really not worrying because it can't get that bad. That's the complacent caregiver. Neutral zone. You know, you're getting some stuff handled, like getting them into assisted living or whatever that may be. And so you're thinking all is good. I always say, well, who do you think the facility will call at the proverbial midnight hour when something has gone wrong with mom or dad? Hello. So don't be compliant about it. And finally, with new beginnings. Just because your parents have passed away, so it may seem like a new beginning and life can return as usual, not so fast. It is now 7 years come August that my father passed away, and I would say it was not until the last 1 to 2 years that I have gotten my own legs back beneath me. So all of that is to say, we're now approaching the end of the second month of the year. We've covered a bunch of themes like a new caregiving year, a safe caregiving space, meaningful aging parent relationships, spiritual links to illness, and last week a playbook for burnt out caregivers. So how is all of that going for you, I pose? Even if you didn't catch the shows live, just by hearing the topic titles, maybe there's one, including today, about navigating massive life transitions, elder care and otherwise, that you would like to make sure to catch before we enter March, and a series of topics that will be tied back in one way or another to spring cleaning. Yes, eventually the weather will improve, even in the Northern Hemisphere. And so it's becoming time to clear out those cobwebs. In fact, after this Saturday, check out my blog at copingwithuncopableparents.com. And you will see what I think that might be a good spring cleaning exercise for you. To catch any of our missed programs, just go to my archives at boldbravemedia.com. That was boldbravemedia.com/shows/the conscious caregiver under self-help or health. You've been strong too long, folks. How about you dare to care with flair? This is the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice. Right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's. One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.